when we're going through the fire or the trial, I think there's something that we need to be reminded of. And that is this, the scripture says, and we know that all things, how many things? All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. We might not understand everything, but I know that somehow in some way that God is working this for our good.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
May the Lord bless you and praise God for you. And I'm so glad you can join us today on Truth and Fact. And I pray that this Word would speak to your heart. Maybe you're going through a trial, a difficulty. Maybe you're walking in darkness right now, very difficult time in your life, and you wonder where God is, what is God doing? Well, I can assure you, my friend, God is still God. He's on the throne. He hasn't left. He's still Lord, and he sees your need. He sees what you're going through, and God has not forsaken you. He'll never leave you nor forsaken you. So put your faith and trust in the living God. We can learn some things by what Job experienced. In fact, that's what we're dealing with. We're talking about the fact that Job, although he was blameless, although he was upright, although he feared God, that he went through a very difficult time and trial in his life. He walked through darkness. But my friend, even though we may have periods or seasons that we walk in darkness, don't let that darkness walk in you. Very important. You know, as Christians, we will go through trials. We will experience trials. Sometimes we think that because we're saved or because we're a child of God or because we're born again or because we're spirit-filled or even because we're walking in obedience to God that excludes us from trials or we won't experience hardships of life. But my friend, that's just not so. That is not in the Word of God. Contrary to the way some people or some preachers may preach, you have to be careful about what they say. Make sure it lines up with the Word of God. The Bible tells us that we will go through trials. In fact, you don't get to pick the storm or the trial that you go through. Or you can say to God, well, I don't want a trial, or I don't want this kind of trial, or I don't want to be in this trial very long. Well, you don't get to pick and choose, my friend. No, we subject ourselves, we humble ourselves to the Lord, and by the grace of God, that we will be strengthened to get through the trial and that we'll trust in the Lord. In fact, in the book of Romans in chapter 5, verse 3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. What are you talking about? Glory. I joy in tribulation. Well, yes and no. I don't rejoice in the trial itself, but we can rejoice in the fact that God is working in that trial. He's working in your life. He's showing you things. He's revealing things to you. He's causing you to trust him. He's working things in you. He's working things out of you in that trial. So it's in the heat of the trial that God is doing something. Well, what is the Lord doing? My friend, God is perfecting you. He is maturing you. He's bringing us from this place to that place. He's pouring us from bottle to bottle, if you will. See, I believe that's why James says, count it all joy when you go through various trials. Now, I'm not rejoicing in the trial itself. I'm not thanking God I got a flat tire. I don't thank the Lord I lost a job. I don't thank the Lord that my dishwasher broke down. No, I'm not thanking God for that, but I am giving God praise and glory for who he is, and that I know that he's in control and that he is going to use that trial to work in my life. But see, my friend, we rejoice not in the trial itself, but rather to rejoice in what God is doing in you through the fire. Now look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, and we know that all things, how many things? All things, everything works together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. We must continually remind ourselves of this. We are the called. We love God. And what the devil may intend for our destruction, God can turn it around for our good and for his glory. I know that. Why? Because God is sovereign and his eyes are on the righteous. So I know what God wants us to do. He simply wants us to trust him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.